It's not like any other podcast, coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Well, hey there, Darren Garman here, and I want to welcome you to this week's podcast, this holiday weekend podcast, I guess you could say. So whenever and however you're listening to this podcast, maybe it's before you get your holiday activities going, maybe it's during or after, it doesn't matter. I welcome you to the podcast. I'm glad you're here and glad we're spending the time together. And what I want to cover with you today is something that I think if everybody implements, they'll see massive improvement in what they're doing, in what they want to achieve. Whether it's goal achievement, more income, better performance from their investments, more market share, whatever it is. This is something that I found once I spent a lot of time doing, and the top performers that I learned this from, see what they're doing, things started to change for me, not overnight, of course, but in a big, big way. And the continued application of this strategy is I think, a must for those that really want to get to some point, again, whether it be investment, whether it be any kind of market share, whether it be sales, whatever the goal is, it can be both business, personal, whether there's a specific weight you want to achieve, whether there's a specific amount of weight you may want to lift, maybe there's a goal of, you know, a specific number of weights, a specific poundage you may want to lift. Maybe it's the number of pull-ups you can do or push-ups you can do. I mean, as you can tell, this has wide, wide application. I just don't see a lot of people doing it. And the people that I do see doing it, you can see how successful they are. And I can tell you that it has helped me a lot. And it's the M word, what I'm talking about, and it's measurement. Measurement. Now, more than likely, you're doing some kind of measurement right now. But more than likely, you're just not as serious as you need to be about the measurement. More than likely, you probably get on the scale once in a while, see how much you weigh. If you're in sales, I mean, if you're a commercial broker, you're probably seeing, you know, how much your volume is. Maybe you checked not too long ago to see how much maybe gross commissions you've made. You know, if you're an apartment property investor too, maybe you've checked to see what your occupancy is. Maybe you've checked to see what your gross income is. I mean, those kinds of things. So more than likely, you are, from time to time, doing some kind of measuring. The problem is, and the problem that I ran into until I figured this out, was I wasn't doing it enough or spending enough time on it in order for that measurement to make a true difference in terms of helping me get to a point where I've reached whatever goal it was. Okay, so let me use an example. So I want to get to a certain weight I want to lift, and I want to get to a certain weight body weight wise. Okay, I didn't start making really good progress towards, let's say, the amount I can lift in a bench press, or the amount I can lift when I do a squat lift. I didn't make any progress, really, not much, until I started tracking every workout. Okay, so every workout, I write down how much did I bench, what is my goal, how much am I squatting, and I do that for every lift. I also do it for, like, pull-ups. How many pull-ups did I do? How many pull-ups am I shooting for? So every workout I do during the week, I track that. I have a little logbook where I track that. Okay, well, not surprisingly, once I started doing that, I started not only having better workouts, I started to get to a point where I was achieving the goals that I had set for myself personally. Okay? Then that same process, that same mindset can flip over to business pretty easy. So you ask my staff, for example, with our apartments, we have twice a week meetings where we discuss one thing, occupancy. Okay? Twice a week we're discussing occupancy. And so that gets measured, talked about, discussed, strategized, and worked on a minimum of twice a week. Okay? I know some apartment property investors and owners, they don't even really look at that more than maybe once a month, once every other month. And then they wonder why they don't have the kind of occupancy that they're looking for. Okay? Sales. So the other thing that I track is how much investment real estate, specifically apartments in most cases, we've sold. How much investment real estate have we sold? How much income have I received as a result of those sales? And I look at that continuously, a minimum of once or twice a week. Now, why is that helpful? It's helpful for really two reasons. One is it reinforces in your mind mentally where you want to go and what you want to achieve. Okay? Anything that gets measured will get improved upon. Or another way to say it, anything that gets measured consistently almost always has to show improvement. Why? Because you're continually measuring it. And by continuing to measure where you are, what progress you've made in any area of your life, really. And most of us that are, you know, listening to this podcast are concerned about either investing, how much property have we sold, how much property have we leased maybe, how am I doing personally, health-wise, what's my blood pressure, what's my cholesterol, where do I need to get that to? So if you sit down and think about it, the smart thing for all of us to do is to sit down and list out all of those things that are important to us, okay? What is important to us? Maybe you can, each of us should have like a top 10 list. And what are we doing to measure our progress? And here's the key, and measure the progress. That's where most people kind of fall off the, fall off the wagon, so to speak, is when that happens. Because I think all of us are pretty good, including me, by the way, all of us are pretty good with making a list of what we want, making a list of goals that we want to achieve, both business-wise and personal-wise, right? But then measuring continually is much harder, isn't it? Why? Because it takes time. So you mean I got to go back and look at my spreadsheet? I got to log in how much I lifted today. I've got to see how much progress I've made towards my income goal last month versus this month. I got to check and see how much my distribution was last quarter plus this quarter. I've got to do X, Y, and Z in order to monitor, oversee, and measure the kind of progress I make. Because otherwise, how do you really know if you're really making any progress? Right? How do you know? Besides any big leaps that might come up. So, for example, if you're a commercial broker and your goal is to earn $200,000 this year, all right, and you've just sold a property and just received a $200,000 commission, well, I mean, you're pretty much on your way. So short of examples like that where it's obvious that you don't have to be continually measuring to know where you're at, it pays for us to measure those important things in our lives, okay? And what that does is it reinforces not only what you want to achieve, but what you need to do in order to get there, okay? And so, let's use a couple of examples. So let's say weight. So if I'm weighing myself every day, and let's say my goal weight is, I don't know, let's say 200 pounds. And I keep getting on the scale and I'm weighing 215, 214 one day, 212 the next, back up to 216 the next day. So let's say this happens over, I don't know, a period of time, let's say like 7 to 10 days. Well, that tells me, if I start looking at those results, that whatever I'm doing over that week period of time, those 7 to 10 days, is not the right thing I should be doing in order to achieve the goal I'm set for myself, right? So whether it's more exercise, whether it's less food, whether in my case it might be a little less beer and wings, you know, whatever that may be, that's what I need. Now I know that I need to do something. Whereas if I just got on the scale every day and didn't really do much about it in terms of logging it in, looking at it, and just taking a little bit of time of reflecting on it, then I don't think I'd ever get there. Same goes for everything else. Income. Investments, how much money you want invested, what kind of performance you're looking for from your investments, what you expect in terms of how your investments are performing, what you want to do and where you want to go in terms of any other areas of your life is all based on measurement. Okay, so again, a strategy that's worked great for me that's so easy for all of us to implement. Heck, you can do it with a legal pad. You know, you got a legal pad to keep track of this, fine. You want to get kind of fancy, get a spreadsheet out or maybe a bunch of tabs on a spreadsheet. That's still easy to do. But the good news is this is easy to do. It's just a matter of getting in the routine to do it. And I think if you list it out, the top, let's make it really easy, should we? The top five things that are important to you that you really want to work on in your business or personal life. Okay, you list them out. Here are the top five. Then the next thing is, where are you now with these? You know, for example, how much income have you made now? How much do you weigh now, etc.? Where you want to get to, what that goal is, all right? You're basically done. Now it's a matter of measuring consistently and setting the time to measure it. Measuring, seeing where you're at. That's the key here, seeing where you're at. Reflecting and making any changes you need to make. So if you do that, you'll find the progress that you'll make will actually be a hell of a lot easier than you think. And even though what I've shared with you right now is a pretty simple strategy, so I haven't pulled this out of some, you know, world-renowned MBA program, okay, admittedly. But it's amazing how just this little strategy can work. One of my mentors has said many times, little hinges swing big doors. Okay? Little hinges swing big doors. And that's really what this is. This little hinge will swing that big door. And that door is progress for you to get to those goals that are important to you, not only business-wise, personal-wise, investment-wise. All right? So measure, and you'll find the results that you're looking for, I guarantee you, will come faster, easier, and you'll get to where you want to get to sooner. All right? All right. Hey, have a great day. Have a great rest of your week or weekend, again, depending on when you decided to listen to this podcast. Great having you aboard. Hopefully this information has been helpful to you. Now, for those of you that are commercial brokers, just a quick note before we wrap up the podcast. I have one consulting date available the end of June. So I get quite a few inquiries from you guys about that. And just want to let you know, I do have one available. So if you want to have that conversation, let me know. I can give you an idea what I've got available and what you'd be looking at. Secondly, for those of you that are investors and have been interested in joining us in one of our apartment property purchases, we have a really good project coming up here that we will have under contract here by right after the holiday, probably Tuesday, Wednesday. And so if you want information on that investment to possibly be involved as one of our owners and partners, send me an email and I'll make sure that we get that information sent to you so you've got it and can see what we plan on getting involved in. It's a great project. We're looking forward to it. And I think it'd be one that you'd be pretty satisfied being involved in as well. Okay, so have a great rest of your week, everybody. Take care. We will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.